Part 8. Identification. As our thinking moves along from the substitutionary truths, that's the new birth, onto the identification truths, that's growth, it might be good to consider briefly what leaders, honoured of God through the years, have had to say about identification as centred on Romans chapter 6. Evan H. Hopkins says this: "The trouble of the believer who knows Christ as his justification is not sin as to its guilt, but sin as to its ruling power. In other words, it is not from sin as a load or as an offence that he seeks to be freed, for he sees that God has completely acquitted him from the charge and the penalty of sin, but rather it is from sin as a master. To know God's way of deliverance from sin as a master, he must apprehend the truth contained in the 6th chapter of Romans. There we see what God has done, not with our sins." That question the apostle dealt with in the preceding chapter. No, not with our sins, but with ourselves, the agents and the slaves of sin. He has put our old man, that is our original self, he's put our old man where he put our sins, namely on the cross with Christ. We read in Romans 6 verse 6, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him." The believer there sees not only that Christ died for him, which is substitution, but that he died with Christ, identification. Andrew Murray says this: "Like Christ, the believer too has died to sin. He is one with Christ in the likeness of his death." Romans 6 verse 5. And as the knowledge that Christ died for our sins as an atonement is indispensable to our justification, so the knowledge that Christ and we with him in the likeness of his death are dead to sin, and this is indispensable to our sanctification. J. Hudson Taylor said this: "Since Christ has thus dwelt in my heart by faith, how happy I am! I am dead and buried with Christ, ay, and risen too. And now Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Nor should we look upon this experience, these truths, as for the few. They are the birthright of every child of God, and no one can dispense with them without dishonouring the Lord." William R. Newell wrote this: "To those who refuse to neglect to reckon themselves dead to sin as God commands, we press the question, how are you able to believe that Christ really bear the guilt of your sins and that you will not meet them on judgment day? It is only God's word that tells you that Christ bare your sins in his body on the tree. And it is that same word that tells you that you are connected with Adam, died with Christ, that your old man was crucified, and since you are in Christ, you share his death unto sin, and are thus to reckon your present relation to sin in Christ as one who is dead to it and alive unto God." Lewis Sperry Schaefer wrote the following: "The theme under consideration is concerned with the death of Christ, as the death is related to divine judgment of the sin nature in the child of God. The necessity for judgments and the sublime revelation that these judgments are now fully accomplished for us is unfolded in Romans 6, verses 1 to 10. This passage is the foundation as well as the key to the possibility of a walk in the Spirit." Ruth Paxson said the following: "The old I in you and me was judicially crucified with Christ. Ye died, and your death dates from the death of Christ. The old man, that is the old self, in God's reckoning, was taken to the cross with Christ, and crucified, and taken into the tomb with Christ, and there buried. Assurance of deliverance from the sphere of the flesh and of the dethronement of the old man rests upon the apprehension and acceptance of this fact of co-crucifixion with Christ. Watchman Nee said the following: "Our sins were dealt with by the blood. We ourselves are dealt with by the cross. The blood procures our pardon. The cross procures deliverance from what we are in Adam. The blood can wash away my sins, but it cannot wash away my old man. I need the cross to crucify me, the sinner." L.E. Maxwell said, "Believers in Christ were joined to him at the cross, united to him in death and resurrection. We died with Christ. He died for us, and we died with him. This is a great fact, true of all believers." Norman B. Harrison said the following: "This is the distinctive mark of the Christian, the experience of the cross. Not merely that Christ died for us, but that we died with him. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him." Romans 6 verse 6. F.J. Hugel said the following: "If the great Luther, with his stirring message of justification by faith, had with Paul moved on from Romans 5 to Romans 6 with its amazing declarations concerning the now justified sinner's position of identification with his crucified Lord, would not a stifled Protestantism be on the highest ground today? Might it not be free from its ulcerous fleshliness?" Alexander R. Hay said the following: "The believer has been united with Christ in his death. In this union with Christ, the flesh, the body of sin, the entire fallen, sin-ruined being with its intelligence, will, and desires, the body of sin is judged and crucified. By faith, the believer reckons or counts himself dead unto sin." T. Austin Sparks said this: "The first phase of our spiritual experience may be a great and overflowing joy, with a marvellous sense of emancipation. In this phase, extravagant things are often said as to the total deliverance and final victory. Then there may, and often does, come a phase of which inward conflict is the chief feature. It may be very much of a Romans 7 experience. This will lead under the Lord's hand to a fuller knowledge of the meaning of identification with Christ, as in Romans 6. Oh, happy is the man who has been instructed in this from the beginning." Jesse Penn Lewis said the following: "If the difference between Christ dying for us and our dying with him has not been recognized, acknowledged, and applied, it may safely be affirmed that the self is still the dominating factor of our life." William Cuthbertson said, "Who dies on the cross? Of course our blessed Lord died on the cross, but who else? Who else died there? Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." And James McConkie wrote this: "Because he died, death hath no more dominion over him. And because of our union with him, sin shall not have dominion over you, even though it is present in you. reckoning ourselves dead to sin in Jesus Christ doesn't make it a fact. It is already a fact through our union with him. Our reckoning it to be true only makes us begin to realize the fact in experience.